Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello and welcome to Behind the Headlines with me, Alex Richardson. On the 21st of August, this is a place where we kind of go a bit deeper into some of those stories that have been in our bulletins or our reporters have been covering across the country today. Well, GCSE results have been out today and we've been speaking to one person who took their sheep to pick up their results, and apparently he goes everywhere.
And he goes everywhere with you, does he?
He does, yeah. He came to prom with me and he absolutely loved it. He was the star of the show.
Just like Mary Had a Little Lamb. And also, Leeds and Reading Festival start today.
You know, it's our second time, so we know what to expect.
Very excited.
I think it'll be a good experience.
Well, GCSE results are out today. Figures show the gender gap in GCSE results have narrowed to its lowest level in a quarter of a century. Nearly 25% of girls got at least a grade 7 or A this year, compared to 19% of boys. And pupils across the country have been picking up their results from schools in style. Our regional correspondent, Victoria Glover, was at a school in Lancashire for us today, where one student brought her pet sheep with her to open her grades. Bit of an unusual one then. Vicky, any puns for us?
Yes, indeed. I've covered a lot of GCSE results days in the past, but this one certainly set the bar high. Sorry, had to do it. 16-year-old shepherdess Millie Johnson brought with her Kevin, the North Ronaldsay sheep. I'm told that's one of the rarest sheep breeds in the world. Now, you might be wondering why, so I'll let Millie reveal all.
He's just probably the chillest sheep you've ever seen, so yeah.
And he goes everywhere with you, does he?
He does, yeah. He came to prom with me and he absolutely loved it. He was the star of the show and he's known as a little celebrity around here.
And you're hoping to be working with animals just like Kevin then?
Yeah, cows, sheep, pigs, all livestock really, and large animals. It'll be an apprenticeship, but it's partnered with Myosco, so I do one day a week at Myosco, and it's to do with like anaesthetic and things like that.
Tarleton Academy is part of Endeavour Learning Trust. Head teacher there, Scott Parker, told me students opting for more unusual courses is now a trend.
Kevin represents a change in the destinations that students are choosing to go on to do in terms of next steps post 16. So we've seen an increase in students going to do T-levels, more vocational courses, a real diversification in terms of the courses that students are taking. And Millie herself was just yesterday offered an apprenticeship, going and working as a veterinary nurse assistant. So we're really, really proud of Millie, the work that she's done with Kevin. But Kevin is very much a symbol, yes, of a diversified destination for students in terms of post-16 offer.
Well, other students with more uncommon aspirations at Tarleton this year include identical twin brothers, Josh and Jude Baldwin, who are taking inspiration from a family member when it comes to their careers.
I'm going to Myosco College to do golf at BTEC.
Oh, golf, okay, so that's an interesting path. What's made you want to go and do that?
My uncle's a pro golfer, so I want to try and follow what he's done in life, so...
And how important is it that you two get to stay together and go down a similar path?
Yeah, very important. We're both very good mates and hope to see each other succeed.
Nationally, 21.9% of students this year have been awarded the top grades. That's a 7 or above. And a huge well done to everyone who collected their results today.
And it's not just sheep who've turned up at school today. Alex turned up to school in a tractor to pick up his exam results this morning in Ballycastle. Not surprisingly, one of his subjects was agriculture. He's been chatting to our reporter, Chelsea Keeley.
You have turned up to get your GCSE results in your tractor. So tell us, why the tractor?
I don't honestly know. It was the only thing I could think of this morning. It was either that or woke.
So tell us, how are you feeling? You haven't got your results yet. So how are you feeling before heading in?
I'm a bit worried, but it's a bit past. That time pass we're in now, so I'm hoping to sort of pass them off.
I mean, why not turn up in your tractor, hey? To a story now which has been at the top of news bulletins today. A Scottish teenager is going to spend the next 10 years behind bars for plotting a massacre at a mosque. Stephanie Allison has more.
The 17-year-old boy, who can't be named for legal reasons, was caught armed outside the Inverclyde Muslim Centre, west of Glasgow, by police in January. He'd planned to hold hostages at gunpoint while he set fire to the building after spending weeks tricking the local imam into believing he wanted to convert. Judge Lord Arthurson told the High Court in Glasgow today that the teenager had been radicalised by social media.
You infiltrated the Inverclyde Muslim Centre, all with the intention of committing acts of terrorism. You intended to burn down the building when it was at its busiest and thereby to kill any persons inside. What you had in mind was what can properly be characterised as a quite diabolical atrocity involving extreme violence.
Inspirations found on the teenager's phone included Hitler and Anders Breivik, who killed 77 people in Norway in 2011. The boy pleaded guilty to terrorism charges and will spend another 8 years being monitored after his release.
Well, a rather summery feel to this one now, and the Queen has been a special guest of honour at York Racecourse today. Our chief reporter, Cathy Green, is there.
The Queen's helicopter touched down to huge cheers from the crowds here. Camilla appeared wearing a beautiful long teal coat along with a beige hat, greeting well wishes. Today is, of course, Ladies' Day, so it's also all about the fashion. Imagine the boldest and most beautiful dresses and hats and the highest of high heels.
Next in, campaigners have issued a fresh call to ban smacking across the UK. It's after a survey found more young adults think it's unacceptable. While illegal in Scotland and Wales, it's lawful in England and Northern Ireland if it's deemed reasonable punishment. Our chief reporter, Chris Davis-Smith, has been asking these parents in Rotherham how they feel about the issue.
I used to have it done to me when I was little and it weren't nice.
And has that sort of like scarred you in a way?
It definitely has, yeah. I was terrified of my dad, so I wouldn't put that on my own kid now. There's other ways to discipline, though. You have to smack them.
What's your thoughts on smacking? It's currently legal here in England.
Well, I'm totally against it. The reason being, I don't feel a child gets educated by any kind of abuse. I feel like even raising your voice is a type of abuse. And I feel like speaking to a child like an adult is the best way. I don't agree with hitting a child at all. When parents hit a child for doing the same thing over and over again, I think the parent needs to realise it's not working. Like, I've seen people, you know, in public, you know, giving the child a hit or something, and I just don't agree with it.
How do you feel about it?
I do think it's lacking in kids for discipline. Parents aren't getting respect at home. I just think a little smack on legs, you know, when it's needed by parents, you know, I don't think there's any harm in it.
Do you think it's a reasonable punishment or not?
In a way, I do, because I think kids this day and age don't really have that much respect. Like, I can tell my kids off and they'll just look at me and be like, yeah, all right, Mum. I wouldn't say it all the time. I don't know. It is a tough one, isn't it? I don't agree with it, but I do agree kids do need punishment.
What do you guys think? Is it something that should be banned here?
Yeah, I do definitely think. I think there's different punishments, isn't there, what you can give to your children than doing that. I just think raising an hand in the way, is it?
If you start raising your hand at them, like one day you might do it because you do it that much and they're going to get fear from you. They're going to shadow away from you, and your parents, you're meant to love them, not let them be scared of you.
Why would you actually smack a child when there's naughty steps you can put her on?
You'd be in favour of smacking being made illegal here in England, though.
I don't like discipline. There's other ways.
Take something off them. If they've got an iPad, take that as a punishment. Put them on a naughty step. I work in a school. No. It's a definite no. You do not have a smack or hit a child.
And I feel like we've had loads of festivals this summer. I don't know if it's because of the nice weather we've had, but two more have started letting campers in from today. Leeds and Reading festivals have officially opened to campers. Over 90,000 people are expected to visit the Leeds site this weekend. Our senior reporter Katie Lyons is there.
You probably can't hear the usual festival atmosphere behind me yet, as the music doesn't start until tomorrow, but the campers have set up base. In fact, at the moment, it sounds and looks a little bit more like a construction site as everyone prepares for the finishing touches. Some of the headliners this year include Hozier, Chapel Run and Travis Scott. These festival goers, tell me how they're feeling.
We're very excited. You know, it's our second time, so we know what to expect.
Very excited.
I think it'll be a good experience.
Well, there's a lot of road closures around the area and speed reductions. You can read more about this over on our website.
And you can find out more on these and other stories in the news pages of our website. Don't forget to come back here tomorrow. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the Rayo app. A new episode of Behind the Headlines is uploaded every weekday evening.